From Hollywood, it's the Smiley Burnett Show.
Well, I might have gone fishing.
Might have gone fishing.
Got to thinking it over.
Thinking it over.
The road to the river.
Ooh, it's a mighty long way.
It's a mighty long way.
Yes, it's the Smiley Burnett Show transcribed with music by the Whippoorwills, songs by Sweet Georgia Brown of the Gay Rancheros, yours truly, Joe Slattery, and starring the clown prince of Western pictures, Smiley Burnett.
Taking it easy.
It's my lazy day.
And now here he is, the Clark Gable of the stable, Smiley Burnett.
You know, the funniest thing you said was, here he is. That's all you needed to say. Well, old Lucky Burnett called me. I found a billfold with a $100 bill in it, bub.
Well, now, how nice. Did you take it back to its owner?
Oh, of course. I'm honest. But, of course, I had the $100 bill changed first so he could give me a little money. They read Macquarie's uncle's last will and testament yesterday.
Oh, they did. I hadn't heard that. What did he leave?
His last will and testament said, being of sound mind and judgment, I spent every nickel I had before I died. Yeah, Macquarie's going to sell his ranch.
Say, that is some news, isn't
it? Yeah, saw an ad in the paper. It said, if purchased before the next heavy windstorm, a barn is included.
To have and to hold to a love that's growing cold, a story often told. Poor baby, you would not come to me. Now it hurts me just to see you have my sympathy. Poor baby, sure you tried and you cried, and you gave all your love, it is true. Now you know, yes you know, that it really has happened to you. So take it from me, there are more fish in the sea. You have my sympathy, poor baby.
Oh, that was nice. Well, sir, now I've come to the end of my string right here, right now. Pull the string and see what happens,
all
will
right.
Oh, the sponsor. Time for the sponsor. Let's give a listen. Folks come up to me when I was down in the South Country a while back, and they said, Smiley, are you from Tennessee? And I said, no. Why? And they said, well, you seem to know so much about Tennessee. I said, well, that's Charlie McQuarrie. He kind of wears off on me once in a while, because he's my old fishing crony and comes by on the program every once in a while. He's standing right behind me, right beside me, I mean, right now. Hello, Hog Joe.
I got a name for you.
What?
Smiley.
Well, that's better. That's good enough, I'll tell you that. Say, you know, you started to tell me a story a while ago when the man rung the bell for us to get in here. What was it about Tanford?
Old man Sim Tanford?
Yeah.
Well, I started to tell you about that river bottom he had. He had a river bottom that is so full of Johnson grass that if he planted any corn in it, why, if he got any start at all on him, he'd have to stake out the road to find him.
He'd put stakes at the end so he could tell what the corn was,
huh? That's right.
Yeah.
So he kind of got disgusted, so he inquired around amongst the neighbors there. He said, what in the world am I going to do to get shut of this Johnson grass?
Mm-hmm.
Well, one of them says, well, if you turn it on edge and let the freeze get down to the roots, it'll freeze it out.
That'd kill it, yeah.
Well, he tried it.
That Johnson grass, bad stuff. But he tried it, and what happened?
Come right back again.
It did. Growed right back up again. Yeah.
Somebody said, well, if you'll hog it down.
Hog it down.
He said that'll they'll get down and eat the roots.
Oh, I see.
Well, he turned his hogs in there, and they rooted down, and sometimes all you could see was just see their tails wiggling. They got so deep. Looked like groundhogs.
Yeah. Go on.
So somebody else came by there. I think the county agent brought somebody by there, and he was looking for a place to have a brick kiln.
Yeah.
So he dug down and looked under that, and he found out there was good brick clay under this Johnson grass.
Under the Johnson grass. Well, that was fortunate. What happened then?
Well, so he leased the land and cleaned it all off, you know, and then he put his brick kiln in and he began to make bricks. And it was kind of handy for the neighbors. They didn't have to go far. A lot of them's chimneys, the bricks had fallen out of them.
Well, they fixed the chimneys with the bricks made from the clay where the...
So, everything was just fine. All the brick houses, all the brick chimneys looked good around there, you know.
Yeah.
Until next spring, and it started raining, and every dad burned a chimney in that country spouted Johnson grass.
Just one more chance to prove it's you alone I care for. Each night I say a little prayer for just one more chance. Just one more night to taste the kisses that enchant me. I'd want no others if you'd grant me just one more chance. I've learned the meaning of repentance. Now you're the jury at my trial. I know that I should serve my sentence. Still I'm hoping all the while you'll give me just one more word. I said that I was glad to start out, but now I'm back to cry my heart out for just one more chance.
My song today is for the little folks, the kids. I'm going to sing the Grasshopper Polka. Hear that old grasshopper fiddle there. Oh, the honeybees and the apple trees stoked for winter. The beaver's busy laying away a poke of aspen splinters. The squirrel has got his acorns hid for his cold weather needs. But there's a merry loafer who's a-fiddling in the weeds. It's Jimmy Grasshopper, Jimmy Grasshopper. And if you listen, you'll hear his song. He never saves a thing. Just hear him saw those strings playing the grasshopper folk all day long. Ace is high, deuce is low, chicken in the bread pan, thicken out dough. Grab your partner and around you go, promenade modern. Alaman left and an alaman right, and dance with the gal you from tonight. Miss that next one, she's a sign. Promenade my darling, Jimmy Grasshopper, Jimmy Grasshopper. If you listen, you'll hear his song. He never saves a thing, hear him saw those strings. Playing the grasshopper polka, the grasshopper polka, the grasshopper polka all day long. Thank you.
the definition for a smile.
No, what is the definition of a smile?
That's a grin that never did come to a boil. You know, Slattery, I got a suggestion to the warden to stop all them prison riots. Just offer the inmates time and a half. This is old Smiley Burnett saying, speak well of me, folks. I'll just double dare you to talk about me.
Goodbye now.
You've been listening to the Smiley Burnett Show with Sweet Georgia Brown and the Gay Rancheros, music by the Whippoorwills and starring Smiley Burnett. Joe Slattery speaking. The Smiley Burnett Show is produced and transcribed in Hollywood.